I hope you don't think the worst of me, but I'm a man who's traveled the world. And one day there probably will be the Grease Man Illegitimate Children's Convention.
Hi, everybody. My name's Harry Grease with Ellie. And welcome to the Grease Man's Illegitimate Children's Convention. We figured that since Pop won't acknowledge us, we ought to get together and acknowledge him. That's our dad sitting there in the corner. He's already been into the bone-dry martinis. Would you like to say anything, Pop?
why do you lie?
Somebody go ahead and prop up Pop, would you, in the corner somewhere so we can watch the goings-on? As we know, Pop grew up in New York City. And for a time, worked in the Hell's Kitchen section of New York. And I'd like to introduce you to Carlisle Grease Minnelli, his firstborn son, conceived summer 1967.
Yep. That's bad, yeah. That's still not bad, ever.
Carlisle, we'd like to welcome you. And perhaps you and your brother Lester would like to do a little number to entertain all of the rest of us illegitimate Grease Minnellis.
Your mama.
Oh, come on, Carlisle. Just one tune?
Your mama.
You mean to tell me you've come all this way from New York and you're not going to sing for it?
That's right. I said your mama.
Aw, jeepers. Everybody kind of had their hopes up, guys.
Your mama.
Tell you what, we'll pay cash money. Cash on the barrel head.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me there's no price? You're not even going to do it to honor your father?
That's right. I said your mama.
Well, I guess not everybody has a cheerful nature about the fact of being illegitimate. Over in the corner, you may notice a couple of girls. You see, Pop used to sell hot dogs at Yankee Stadium. And in the course of that, numerous liaisons occurred. And, as you might well imagine, offspring resulted. Now, here's Deborah Grease Minnelli, who was conceived that summer when Mickey Mantle still played. Why don't you come over to our father, Nino, and, you know, say hi for the first time in years, reunited. Give him a cheery embrace and say hi, Dad.
You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell. You're not even interesting enough to make me sick.
Touchy, touchy, touchy. Just because she's been abandoned all her life, right away she thinks the world owes her a living, huh? Of course, now, Pop did. Let's face it, he was a child of the 60s. And when he was away at Ithaca College, he did some drugs. And who paid for it? Not Pop, Nick Grease Minnelli paid for it. A child he conceived while on LSD. Nick, somebody wipe off his chin, would you? Would you like to say hi to the rest of your brothers and sisters?
Habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga.
All right, Nick, let me wipe your face here.
Oh, Nelly, oh, Nelly, oh, Nelly.
He's residing with Hinckley currently, and but we love him. Oh, so dearly. Now, you remember, there was a time right out of school when Nino joined the Peace Corps back in his hippie, pervert, communist manifesto days. He was sent to Turkey, where he taught people how to till the field. He fell in love. One thing led to another. And Kamush Grease Minnelli was born. Kamush, if you would, please, to your brothers and sisters, a little Turkish hello. Okay, sometimes less is more, and we can do with a lot of less of that. I mean, that was like psycho, man. Very, very psycho. Well, every family's got its black sheep. criticize, because I think everybody should live as he sees fit. So without further introduction, Maurice Grease Minnelli, swish up here if you would, please.
Well, first of all, those curtains have got to go.
Maurice, the curtains are brand new.
I don't care.
Well, I'd like to thank you all for attending, paying homage to the drunken sot we call Dad. Wait a minute, I thought they were going to be late. From his time in Quang Tree. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't introduce Ding Chow Grease Minnelli and Kai Pang Grease Minnelli. Very nice. Somebody count the soup bowls, make sure they don't leave wearing a couple of them. Just kidding, Dung Chow, Ding Bang. There's a Bing Bang Dung Chow. I can't recall. Anyway, here's one Grease Minnelli that I'm going to leave the stage for. Just been released from therapy, had a numerous weapons convictions. I'd like you to meet Kurt Grease Minnelli, just back from San Diego. Kurt, if you'd like to say something to your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, we all got weapons. Anybody can blow anybody away.
I think it's a funny thing to joke about, to be honest with you. That's what you did time for, was weapons violations.
You think you're standing up to me? Ah!
Wait, everybody. Hey, Kurt? Kurt, come here a second.
No, I'm not mad at you. Hell, you just saved me a fortune in child support, buddy.
It's the Best of Greaseman Tape, Volume 3, from DC 101.